in conjunction with announcing entertainment, I see the new logo, or at least a change in the logo.
Yes.
So it's now the Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo with a spur on the B.
You got it. The rodeo is such a huge part of the entire event for us that we really wanted people to know that there was a rodeo going on that weekend in conjunction with everything else that we have with the fair. So changing that name was just a way to give it a lot more recognition and let people understand what it is that weekend.
That weekend being?
October 16th through the 18th, we will have the fair this year. And we will actually start off with the National Brahmin Show coming to town early in that week. They will actually be at the fairgrounds all that week to show around 500 head of Brahmin cattle from all over the country. Then we'll have a ranch rodeo, a new ranch rodeo called the Best of Texas Ranch Rodeo. It's going to be a 2 days finals event. All the teams in it will have qualified from across Texas, and they will come in to compete. And then that Friday evening, we'll kick off the fair with the opening of the gates, the carnival, the rodeo that evening, and then our big concerts as well.
And you have listed the entertainment, and there's some familiar names.
A few familiar names, yes. We are very, very excited to kick the whole weekend off with the Charlie Daniels Band. They've been around. They've got some awesome songs, have a great following that they have, as well as a lot of people who consider them to be kind of a bucket list band, you know, a band that you don't see very often. So we were excited that we could get them to come, and I think it'll be a great way to kick the weekend off. We do have a big football game that weekend. It's the home Alabama game. And one of the things we thought about when we did the lineup was actually how to get some of those fans here early and try to keep them having a good time all weekend so they can come here. The Charlie Daniels Band will go on, and they will be done in time for people to get to midnight yell practice. We put that into the schedule. So they can do that, and then if they have a great time, which I have no doubt they will, they can come back and then listen to the rest of the bands the rest of the weekend. So Saturday, we brought in a couple different things. We've got the Velcro Pygmies, which is like a throwback 80s rock band. We had a lot of requests for people that wanted something other than just country. So that was one of the things we really looked at this year, was giving a variety of music types to our audiences. We also have the Emotions that will be playing on our Rocking Spur stage that night. And they're another, they're a country band, but they play everything from country to classic rock to 80s, 90s music. Just a lot of fun. Both those bands are really just going to be here to let everybody have a really, really good time. No matter where they are on the fairgrounds, they're going to hear live music. They can see the attractions. They can bring the kids. They can still be riding carnival rides and hear them, or checking out the dock diving dogs that we will have this year and some of those things. They'll still be able to have that good atmosphere while they're here. So we'll round out the weekend with Los Terribles del Norte, and we have done this in the past. We've had a Hispanic-type day, and so this band, you know, is really to capture that audience that there are quite a few of in Bryan-College Station and surrounding counties, and just a little bit different on that Sunday. So we're excited to have them as well.
Tickets are available when?
Tickets are on sale now. They are on sale online at BrazosValleyFair.com, and our volunteers are also selling around town. One of the great things about the fair is it's very affordable. So whether you want to see the Charlie Daniels Band on Friday night, or the Velcro Pygmies on Saturday, or Los Terribles del Norte on Sunday, if you buy your ticket early, it's $9 for an adult, which is actually ages 13 and older. But that $9 gets you into all the activities around. It doesn't buy you your rides, but it gets you into the concert, to the rodeo, around the carnival grounds. So it's a pretty good deal, especially for some of these bigger bands we've got coming this year.
We are still 3 months out, but I'm sure the call is also out for volunteers and anyone else who wants to help participate in the fair.
You know, the great thing now is we've got some of these volunteers that have been in it a few years, this being our fourth year. And now the newcomers, you know, there's something to come into and really enjoy. It's a great way to meet new people. It's a great way to volunteer. You don't have to be qualified to volunteer. You just have to be willing to come help out. You can volunteer for 4 hours, or you can volunteer for 4 days. We have plenty of spots for people. They can contact the Brazos Valley Fair actually, they can go online to our website, BrazosValleyFair.com, and look under Get Involved, or they can give us a call or send us an email. It's all on the website.
What else do we need to tell folks at this juncture?
This year, one of the new things we have done is we have increased our scholarships. That is one of the main goals of the fair, is to give back to the community. And we have added 5 new scholarships to our livestock show. So the kids that are putting in the work, bringing those animals out here, putting that effort in, they will be rewarded this year. There will be 5 different scholarships awarded to those kids. And we're very excited about that. That brings our total number of scholarships now to 7. And we just hope that number continues to grow in the future.
I'm guessing everything is growing as the fair continues to mature and evolve.
Yes. I think that's one of the funnest things to see, is how the community is really beginning to understand what it is and how much fun it is, and really getting to start seeing just a glimmer of that, you know, the fun that you get from looking forward to an event each year. And, you know, having these young kids, I actually, we started a youth ambassador program this year. I've got kids that have been out here helping since the first fair. And, you know, they're really starting to build those friendships. They're looking forward to it. They want to tell more people about it. And so that program is just another way for them to go into the schools and be able to learn to talk to groups and things like that and expand their horizons as well. So we're really starting to see a bit of a fair culture, which is very rewarding.